cart?
A cart or one that you...
Wheelbarrow?
Yes. Do you remember when they were first around?
No, I was pretty small though when we had one, a wheelbarrow.
Okay, have they, can you think of any other names that it was ever called?
Not for wheelbarrow.
Okay, because it mentions here like a Georgia buggy and I've never heard of that. What do you call the portable stone that was carried, I don't know if it was carried now, but used for sharpening like knives or...
Grindstone.
Okay. What if it were a smaller than a grindstone? Does it have a name?
Wet rock.
Okay. If you were had something that was squeaking and making noise and so forth, what would you do to try to prevent that noise?
Oil it.
Okay. Or what else?
Grease it.
If you were working in the kitchen with Crisco or something and you got it all over your hands, how would you describe it? What would you say about your hands?
Greasy.
Okay. If you had a lamp that was made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene, what would you call that?
Lantern.
Okay. Or it mentions here a makeshift lamp. Is that something you ever heard of? I guess that's if you didn't have one and you were in a certain situation and needed something that you could make it out of it, I guess that would work. What do you call the, what's inside the tire on a car the children like to use to play with when they go swimming that floats?
Beg your pardon?
What's inside of the tire of the car the children like to use when they go play in?
Inner tube?
Yeah. How about boating? Did y'all do any boating at all?
No.
Did you ever go along?
Well, my first date, we went in the rowboat, my husband and I and some other friends, but that was the only time I was ever in a boat.
Was that on the mountain?
First.
Really?
Well, I guess it was. It was the Pine Log Mountain.
Do you remember that? Would you tell me about it? Was it at night or in the afternoon?
Oh, no, it was a picnic for the school.
You went out
but
like...
That was the only time I was ever in a boat, I believe. I don't remember ever being in one.
It's a rowboat. It's flat-bottomed.
Uh-huh. They have paddles, you know, to guide it along.
If a child was just learning how to get dressed and the mother brought in the clothes, and what would they say to the child to, you know, as they gave the clothes to the child and encouraged
put them on?
Okay. What might you say to indicate to the child that you had them here and they're, you know, ready for you to put them on?
Here they are.
Okay. Here are your clothes and I'm ready for you to get dressed. Okay. If somebody had a new little pet, a little puppy or a kitten or something, and you were trying to get the person to let you look at it, what might you say to them to let them know that you weren't going to hurt it? If you were trying to get them to hand it to you so you could, you know, play with it. Well, what do you say to people to let them know that you're not going to do anything to harm them or hurt them?
Come here or something, I don't know.
Okay, but how could you, what words could you say to them that would let them know that you weren't going to do any injury to it or that you weren't going to be rough with it or you weren't going to tease it or anything like that?
Come here, honey, or something like that.
Just say something like, I'm not going to hurt you or,
yes.
or this ain't going to, I'm going to be.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay.